Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You're the only person I know who can take a wonderful season like Christmas and turn it into a problem.
Christmas, Christmas, time to cheer. Time divers get some new gear. We don't know when we dove last. Hurry Christmas, I need a mask. One day buddy in my dive group
to laugh at when he dives through manta poop.
We should not all have to wait, 'cause diving's just that great.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Give the gift of scuba. It is that time of year. It'll save you a lot of headaches at this juncture.
Sounder.
You don't have to go to the mall and fight the crowds. What did you say, Barry? What?
Or you could give a gift of a new depth sounder.
Yeah, that's what Barry needs for his boat. So he's crap out of luck.
I think Barry needs to get a real boat first.
Don't you dare diss my boat. My boat's got more miles on it than yours does. So
yeah. All right. Well, we don't
need a new one.
You won't need a boat next week for the first ever Scuba Radio Christmas Crap Extravaganza Underwater Christmas Light Boat Parade. Or no boat. I'm sorry. Just underwater.
I just want to say that this is the most exciting, most thrilling first ever done on this show.
Yeah. That's the enthusiasm I expect during the holidays. My Christmas excitement is contagious, isn't it, Casey? Yeah, you're feeling what I'm putting out there.
I want to do it. I want to do it.
We have to do it. I mean, we're the only ones in the world capable.
Stupid enough. I mean,
capable.
Crazy enough.
There you go. That might be the right word. To do the world's first underwater Christmas light parade. I mean,
this can work.
It can work. We got the technology. We can do it. I've been given the access to this, these lights.
When are they sending us all the equipment, Greg?
Yeah. Oh, I already got that in the works, man. It's all squared away. We have access to it. I mean, they're done filming the Avatar movie, so they said it's just sitting here if you guys want to use it. I'm like, okay, well, let's do this underwater Christmas light parade.
It's like last week's cast-offs. They just get rid of it, and they get new stuff.
Yeah, well, okay, maybe. I don't know.
So you and Mr. Cameron are talking back and forth.
He knows nothing of this, Barry.
Oh.
This is done without his permission.
He doesn't know about
shoot. Okay. It was some other folks that worked under him.
Okay.
So don't blow it for us. But here's the thing. We have to come up with, themes and ideas. Like, if we team you guys up, I mean, it's not going to be single divers dressed up in light. It's going to be buddy pairs, just like you typically would go on a dive, but you're going to be lit up like a Christmas tree. Or may have underwater scooters, and there may be some kind of float type thing that we put together. We got to start thinking
about it. So it's real easy, Greg. We do Rudolph, a red-nosed reindeer in the front.
Yeah.
A couple of reindeer in between.
Okay.
Then we need a buddy team of Santa and an elf.
All right. Well, that's one idea. Sure. That's going to take quite a few divers. But what say you, Barry? What do you think?
But also, squids, is it squids? Squids can change colors. They have like lights on some of them.
Okay.
So some of us could dress up sort of like a squid. They already have lights, and you have lights on your body, and they would flash and all that stuff.
That's not a hideous idea. You could take these lights and then put somebody in some kind of clear trash bag type thing. And set them up as and turn them into looking like a squid and have the lights flash on and off like a squid would do sometimes, or a cuttlefish. Barry, that's probably the best idea you've come up with in like 10 years. I like that.
Thank you.
Jerry the Diver Guy, what say you?
You know that next week is the aliens return to Earth.
Oh,
so you could play this. Next week is when the aliens is going to be the closest to Earth.
Oh, that's that means AI Atlas.
Yeah,
AI Atlas is December 19th. That is true. So, okay.
You could play this off with all these different functional lights and as like a meteor shower from Uranus.
My who?
Yeah, from Uranus.
Not my anus.
Okay, that's enough. But that's an idea, a terrible one. But yeah, you know, I didn't take that into account that Friday we'd have to do this on a Friday evening. That is December 19th. That is the date that the Three-Eye Atlas quote unquote comet and or alien spaceship is supposed to be closest to Earth. And they expect to have, you know, a much better idea of what that thing is. I don't know. Coincidence? Yeah, probably. But that's fine. I don't know that it'll have anything to do with our underwater Christmas light parade, but you know, I mean,
what if the aliens set this up?
The aliens have nothing to do with it. If we want to do a float,
you don't know that they could have put an implant to give you this idea.
Now you're talking crazy. What's wrong with you, Casey? I know you're a tobacco nut, but let's come back to Earth here. Will we please? Can we please and focus? I mean, Vinny, what were you saying? What do you think about a float idea for the underwater Christmas light parade? What do you think?
I'm just thinking this is a great idea, and I hope you guys can get it to bring it to fruition. Greg, you're the
one. No, you're coming, Vinny.
Yeah,
you're
Vinny, here. I think you need to be a part of it. Yeah, absolutely.
If we're going down with this sinking ship, you're going to.
There's no ship. It's purely a dive-related thing. I got to recruit a bunch of divers in South Florida to help out with this too, but I think everyone's going to jump on the bandwagon. I've already put feelers out there about it, and everyone's very enthusiastic. You guys have, I've had to kind of yank you by the nose to get you to, but you now at least you sound like you're a little bit more enthusiastic.
Yeah.
We're
behind
board.
It. We're
okay.
There.
All right. So
I was positive from the get-go.
Yeah. Well, Vinny was the easy one. Everybody, we had to kind of drag Barry, Jerry, and Casey along. They're kind of looking at me.
I got
that crazy look on your face that everybody saw on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch. And, you know, that puzzled look on your face, like, I don't get it, Craig, which is pretty normal. But I was expecting a little bit more enthusiasm out of the box when I presented this to you guys. So you're a little slow, but that's fine. If you're on board now, that's fine.
You totally lost me when you started in with the Barry thing with me.
Well, I mean, once again, natural combos and buddy teams like Barry and Jerry. We just call them Bear Jer. You know, the wild card there. You know, this is, okay, here's a float, underwater float idea for the Christmas light parade. Barry and Jerry are, I don't know, maybe they're chasing each other. One's leading, and then somehow Bigfoot is chasing them, or I don't know.
Here,
wait.
Aliens are going to pluck us out of the water one by one. As the lights come on,
we're talking Bigfoot.
That's
going to
happen. Yeah. That's how they're going to know who we are.
I don't think
they're just going to pull us out of the water with their tractor beams and send us up into space.
We could have Casey put on a Bigfoot outfit and play that role, and then they chase each other around and.
So you want me to look like a big wet dog underwater?
Well, you know, like Chewbacca-looking thing. Yeah.
Exactly. You already look like a big wet dog, but that's beside the point.
Okay, quit complimenting them like that, Jerry. I mean, that's... Wow.
What was that?
Don't make it awkward, Casey. Jeez. What is going on here?
Virtual pet.
I don't know. Uh-oh. I mean, but Bigfoot, Jerry, and Barry, you know, they're just... I don't know. They're swimming around each other, being chased, and I don't know. One's getting jealous of the other. I'm not sure what the scenario is, but we gotta come up with a theme and then figure out how we're gonna present.
Because you've got a whole string of divers behind us. You gotta figure out what they're gonna do.
Yeah, they're gonna run for their lives probably when you describe it that way. But we're gonna fine tune this idea and make it work. All right, more coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.